Welcome to Mind Walk, produced at Upstart Radio for Free Radio Santa Cruz, KRFP Radio Free Moscow, IndieMedia.org, RadioForAll.net, community and micropower stations worldwide.
All right, well, listen, mate, this might get you in the mood.
Ladies and gentlemen, suppose I come right out with it and admit to you now that my old Martian hoax on the radio was, well, not exactly a hoax. But there were secret sponsors of that broadcast who were, in fact, some rather influential beings. You smile.
10 seconds more, Orson.
I think they're smiling, Gary, and I'd just like to remind them more than 100,000. You still think it's a joke? Good. That's the way we want you to feel about it. For now.
The explosions and that sort of thing are the things that television cameras gravitate toward. I want to ask all three of you here in the last couple of minutes. We see the media coverage. We see the kinds of incidents in which you two were both injured. Those things, as I say, they make good television. We obviously show those kinds of things. As you've all been back now for a while, you've seen the media coverage here. How close does it portray what you saw, the full picture of what you saw in Iraq? Rob?
So we took, I think, 3 or 4 IEDs and a mortar attack from my combat train, but that was it. You know, the day after I got hit, you know, they put my best buddy, Nurse Kowalski, up on the gun and sent them right back out. 12 hours later, they were rolling down the same street I got hit on. So, you know, it's relatively, my combat train's experience, it was relatively calm over there this year.
Steven, you've seen some of the media coverage since you got back. Does it accurately reflect what you saw when you were there?
Well, in my case, I was out west in the Anbar province, and the media kind of goes for major things that happen usually in Baghdad or Fallujah during voting times, and media doesn't really cover that IEDs go off every day, numerous times, and the public doesn't really know that. They only see big things that happened, and I guess when you're talking about Baghdad or Fallujah, it does, but there's a lot of other things that happen every day.
Anybody in my administration who leaked classified information, I'd like to know if somebody in my White House did leak sensitive information.
In other words, it may have been the same selective use of intelligence to justify the war that was used to sell the war, ignoring the views of several government agencies while accepting the views of one. It's also not clear why Scooter Libby sought to conceal his identity by demanding that reporter Judy Miller identify him as a former Hill staffer, an effort that led to the disclosure of the identity of CIA operative Valerie Plame.
There's an ongoing legal proceeding which precludes me from talking a lot about the case.
Legal experts point out, however, there is nothing that stops the president or any other official from publicly answering every question if they wanted to.
But I do say that there's been enough of a showing here with what's been filed of record in court that the president of the United States owes a specific explanation to the American people.
The president's credibility problems may only get worse if the image hardens that this White House cherry-picks intelligence and plays by its own set of rules.
This is what we call dictatorship. 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 And it is time that we object. Don't say wait till the next election and do it through that. We can't trust the elections thanks to Diebold and S&S and all the electronic devices which are being flogged across the country to make sure that elections can be so rigged that the villains will stay in power. Patriots do not like this government. This is an unpatriotic government. This is a government that deals openly in illegalities, whether it is attacking a country which has done us no harm, two countries, Iraq and Afghanistan, because we now believe not in declaring war through Congress as the Constitution requires, but the President. Well, I think they're some terrorists over there, and I think we got to bomb them, huh? We'll bomb them. Now, we've had idiots as presidents before. He's not unique, but he's certainly the most active idiot that we have ever had. And now here we are, planning new wars, ongoing wars in the Middle East. This is what we call dictatorship. 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 And it is time that we object. We can't trust the elections thanks to Diebold and S&S and all the electronic devices which are being flogged across the country to make sure that elections can be so rigged that the villains will stay in power. People say, well, it makes no difference what we do. You know, if we march, we make speeches and this and that. It makes a lot of difference if millions of Americans just say, we are fed up. We don't like you. We don't like what you're doing to the country and what you have done to the country. We don't like to live in a lawless land where the rule of law has just been bypassed and hacks are appointed to the federal bench. Will carry on all the illegalities which are so desperately needed by our military, industrial, corporate masters. I think a day dedicated to that and to just showing up here and there around the country will be a good thing to do, and to let the powers that be know that back of them, there is something called We the People of the United States, and all sovereignty rests in us, not in the boardrooms of the republics.
I don't know of anybody in my administration who leaked classified information.
I'd like to know if somebody in my White House did leak sensitive information. There's an ongoing legal proceeding which precludes me from talking a lot about the case.
Legal experts point out, however, there is nothing that stops the president or any other official from publicly answering every question if they wanted to.
I do say that there's been enough of a showing here with what's been filed of record in court that the President of the United States owes a specific explanation to the American people.
Dictatorship. 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 And it is time that we object.
I don't know of anybody in my administration who leaked classified information.
I'd like to know if somebody in my White House did leak sensitive information.
Dictatorship. 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 And it is time that we object.
I do say that there's been enough of a showing here with what's been filed of record in court that the President of the United States owes a specific explanation to the American people.
I don't know of anybody in my administration who leaked classified information.
I'd like to know if somebody in my White House did leak sensitive information.
dictatorship, dictatorship, dictatorship. And it is time that we object.
I do say that there's been enough of a showing here with what's been filed of record in court that the President of the United States owes a specific explanation to the American people.
I want people to see the truth. And thought it made sense for people to see the truth.
This is what we call dictatorship. 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 And it is time that we object.
Damn, where the fuck was that one?
Inside the compound on the A&A side.
Ooh. Hey, okay, hurry up, guys. Get that shit packed up. Here was another one. Maybe not. No, never mind.
That's us. They must have better eyes than we did.
What's that?
Where's the camera at?
I got it right here in my hand.
Coming!
Damn!
That was inside the compound.
We obviously pissed somebody off the past few days.
Another one in the compound. They got three so far.
They did good hitting this fucking.
We're smoking that mountain over there.
What?
We're smoking that mountain over there.
トレイン雑感面白いな。
とは感冒
出ますけどね。
そうですね。
はい。非常に多いんですけれども。
水上コテージ。
Imagine this.
There's no heaven, 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 heaven. It's easy. If you try, 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 no hell. Below us, 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 us. And above us, only sky, 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 sky. Imagine all the people, living, living for today. Imagine.
From the biggest pulpit of all time, George Bush quoting Lennon, with a little help from Wax Audio's Tom Compagnoni.
But the fact that I obsess over this stuff does make me a little bit different to the average Joe Blow. But yeah, to sit there and listen to, you know, I've heard all of his State of the Unions many, many times.
What's the process? Like, imagine this, where George Bush is doing a cover version of a John Lennon poem. Is that word by word, or...?
Well, I was very fortunate to... You see, when I started, I just had transcripts of his speeches, and so I would do a text search in the speeches to find the words I'm looking for. But thankfully, in the USA, any political speech, for instance, that's been broadcast, every word George Bush has uttered exists in the public domain, legitimately. So you can do whatever you want with his speeches, and you have the freedom of speech over there, which we don't have over here, which is amazing. So some cunning individuals have got together and created a George W. Bush public domain speech archive, pretty much for the express purpose of cutting him up and making him sound like a fool, which a lot of people have done. This is not a unique thing, I should say, what I'm doing. A lot of people do it. In this country, there's not a whole lot of it in terms of this kind of political cut-up, but in America, they love cutting up Bush. It's huge.
So if people at home want to try mucking around with George Bush, do you know what the website...
I think... I can't remember the name, but it's called...
What would you Google for?
Try the bots, B-O-T-S, and in the same line, write George W. Bush public domain. You'll definitely get it as your number one. The organization, or whoever they are called The Bots. So I've downloaded, I don't know, 1,000 megs of George Bush MP3s that have all been indexed into sort of, you know, three or four word phrases. He says, lower taxes for middle America. The file will literally be called that, lower taxes for middle America.mp3.
All I'm saying is give peace a chance. Give peace a chance. Imagine.
All the handouts, the bribery, the police, all the fucking hype, you know?
We seek peace.
Of mass destruction. Weapons of mass destruction. Of mass destruction.
A day of horror. Yeah. A day of horror. No border.
Howard killed.
Howard kills. All of us want peace.
Charles C. Shaw speaking. KTSA is honored this evening by the presence in our studios of two great men, the Honorable H.G. Wells, world-famous British historian, author, and student of world affairs, and Mr. Orson Welles, the genius of stage, screen, and radio. This is the first time that Mr. H.G. Wells and Mr. Orson Welles have appeared together. In fact, they met for the first time only yesterday here in San Antonio. But this is not the first time that their names have been linked. 2 years ago, Mr. Orson Welles adapted Mr. H.G. Wells' book, War of the Worlds, for radio purposes, and you know the rest. Revising the story somewhat, Mr. Orson Welles depicted an invasion of the United States by men from Mars. Although he explained numerous times during the program that it was fictitious, the country at large was frightened almost out of its wits. Men called radio stations offering to enlist against the Martians. Others were panic-stricken. The realism of the production, frightening though it was a tribute to Mr. Orson Welles' genius. And thus the name of Welles, H-G-W-E-L-L-S, and Orson W-E-L-L-E-S, became linked. Mr. H.G. Wells, in the opinion of many, is the world's most famous man of letters. He has come to San Antonio to address the United States Brewers Association, and Mr. Orson Welles is here for a town hall forum address Wednesday. In this meeting of great minds, I feel rather inconspicuous, and the less I have to say, the better you listeners will like. But first, could I interest you gentlemen in a discussion of Mr. Orson Welles' broadcast of Mr. H.G. Wells' book, The War of the Worlds? I am.
Well, I've had a series of most delightful experiences since I came to America. But the best thing that has happened so far is meeting my little namesake here, Orson. I find him the most delightful carrier. Carries my name and an extra E that I hope he'll drop sooner or later. See no sense in it. And I've known his work before he made this sensational Halloween spree.
Are you sure there was such a panic in America, or wasn't it your Halloween fun?
I think that's the nicest thing that a man from England could possibly say about the men from Mars. Mr. Hitler made a good deal of sport of it, you know, and actually spoke of it in the great Munich speech, you know. And there were floats in Nazi parades.
Much else to say.
That's right. There isn't much else to say. And it's supposed to show the corrupt condition and decadent state of affairs in democracies that the War of the Worlds went over as well as it did. I think it's very nice of Mr. Wells to say that not only I didn't mean it, but the American people didn't mean it.
That was our impression in it. Had articles about it, and people said, "Have you never heard of Halloween in America when everybody pretends to see ghosts?"
Well, there was some excitement caused. I really can't belittle the amount that was caused, but I think that the people got over it very quickly, don't
you? What kind of excitement, Mr. H.G. Wells wanted to know if the excitement wasn't the same kind of excitement that we extract from a practical joke in which somebody puts a sheet over his head and says, "Boo," I don't think anybody believes that individual is a ghost, but we do scream and yell and rush down the hall. And it's just about what happened.
That's a very excellent description.
You aren't quite serious in America yet. Got the war right under your chins, and the consequences you can still play. Ideas of terror, conflict.
You think that's good or bad?
It's a natural thing to do until you're right up against it.
So it ceases to be a game.
Then it ceases to be.
Now, here's a thought. Some of Mr. H.G. Wells' writings are termed fantastic, and a few years ago, well might they have been conceived such. The Shape of Things to Come, which told of a long internecine war, was such a fantasy. But Mr. Orson Welles, do you think that it's so fantastic in view of today's events?
It certainly is not so fantastic. And the one question that Mr. Wells has spoken of, not only in The Shape of Things to Come, but has hinted at or directly prophesied such a state of affairs following a wasting war and a return to a feudalism from which the world would find itself again. And today in Mr. Wells' lecture, he said quite the most interesting thing that I've heard in a long time. He said that he commenced just recently to ask himself if there was any reason why mankind should so emulate the phoenix and should so get itself out of its mess. He proposed a couple of solutions, but he did admit that there was a possible excuse for a gloomy point of view, and that it would be good to be realistic about it and not to dismiss the gloomy point of view anymore. Perhaps the time had come to look ahead, since the future, Mr. Wells's future, which we've always adored, never really understood, is suddenly upon us. We are living right now in that famous H.G. Wells future, which we all knew about.
Now, before we get away from this microphone, tell me about this film of yours that you've been producing. You're a producer, aren't you? You're
That's right.
Art director, you're everything.
Well, Mr. Wells...
What's the film called?
今日社員フローネをした。
いいやね。チーク玩具高野の先生が2500円やで。マウンテンバイクが28,800円。なんか安い。池袋東口。ビッグカメラ新本店。
The rap, DJing, break dancing, the b-boying, graffiti, human beatbox. Wenn du keine Musik hast, dann das ist ja das ist ja das Schöne. Dadurch, dass du sie in dir drin hast, die Sprache, findest du deine neuen Formen, sie einfach ihr Ausdruck zu verleihen. Wenn du kein Instrument hast, dann machst du den Beat einfach mit deinem Mund und immer so weiter. Du wirst immer neue Wege finden, deiner Sprache einen Weg zu geben. Und deswegen hat Hip-Hop ja auch keine wirkliche musikalische Besetzung oder so. Du hast Hip-Hop-Bands, die mit richtigen Besetzungen spielen, mit Schlagzeug, Bass, Gitarre. Du hast Typen, die nur auf dem Platten spielen. Du hast andere, die haben nur eine 808, einen Drumcomputer da. Die anderen arbeiten nur mit einem Sampler. Und weil halt, solange sie was zu sagen haben in ihrer Sprache, findet diese Sprache irgendwie ihren Weg.
Okay, we're gonna start all over again. Hello, how you doing, England? Glad to see you. We're gonna do a thing called freedom.
President's credibility problems may only get worse if the image hardens that this White House cherry-picks intelligence and plays by its own set of rules.
It's what we call dictatorship. Dictatorship. Dictatorship.
Credibility problems may only get worse if the image hardens that this White House cherry-picks intelligence and plays by its own set of rules.
It's what we call dictatorship. 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 And it is time that we object.
Hello? Oh, get up!
This has been Mind Walk, an Upstart Radio production.